little hype right now. Anything's possible. Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama, baby, ma. Anything's possible. Yeah.
Rain and Jay's back with the vengeance. Back. All the real Celtics fans in attendance. Ooh. This the truth like 34. Yeah. This like walking in the garden when you hear the roars. The crowd goes crazy. Most in-depth coverage on the daily. Mainly podcast royalty, the content kings. When you talking about the franchise with 17 rings. Focus like Danny at the deadline. Global with it, got a local feel like the red line, the blue line, the green line. Play it in between time. I'ma throw my C's jersey on in the meantime and press play. When the F's done, I can't wait until the next day. Trying to stay in tune with the C's, that's the best way. Melly.
Hey there, welcome back to the Locked On Celtics podcast on this New Year's Day. And this is just a kind of special bonus podcast. I wasn't obligated to do a Friday New Year's Day podcast, but I wanted to do a little something just to say thank you to all of you listeners. And I know we've had some new listeners join in this year, maybe a few from this season, and some of you have been listening for a very long time, since the days of Jay King and I, since we were doing weekly Rain and Jay's podcasts, to the Locked On Celtics with me, Jay, and Sam Packard. And if you've been around for a day, a week, a year, 6 years, however long we've been doing this podcast, I want to start today by saying thank you. And it's very meaningful to me that you have been part of this podcast's growth. We're all Celtics fans. And I grew up a Celtics fan. I was born in Rhode Island. I grew up a Celtics fan. And now in my job as a beat writer and a reporter, I have to temper that. I have to put that aside and not look at it from a fan's perspective. I'm looking at it as objectively as I possibly can. Everybody who covers a team has grown up a fan of an NBA team. Some of the people on the Celtics beat come from somewhere else, and they're fans of other teams, or they've been fans of other teams. And my fandom has kind of, I don't want to say gone away, but it's been tempered a lot because I am not looking at it from a kind of hopeful perspective. My job is to tell you what's going on, what I see from my perspective, in my unique perspective, as a guy who played the game at some level and can see things, I hope, that enhance your fandom. Like, my job now is to enhance your fandom. So you choosing the podcast is you choosing almost like a power-up in a video game. I hope, anyway, that's my goal, that I hope you look at this podcast as, you know, I love the Celtics and I want to love them even more and I want to learn more about them. And so this is one of the ways that I hope you're doing it. And to Jay and Sam, as much as we bust each other's balls on Twitter, we get together from time to time and do our shows and have a good time when we all get together. You should be listening to them too. I think they do a great job and they give you a different kind of feeling. This is almost like a stock split where instead of one share of a podcast, you get two shares of a podcast. And hopefully when you are subscribing and downloading shows, you listen to both shows because they work hard and they deserve that listen as well and that subscription as well. They're both really cool guys and they're both very hard workers and their unique perspectives are important as well. So as we head into 2021 and this crazy 2020 year that it's been now in our rearview mirror, one of the thank yous goes to those guys because they helped build this podcast, this brand, into what it is today. And now I'm happy that my version of Locked On Celtics has been good enough and interesting enough to keep growing. It's almost like a rocket. I hope this is how it is. Like a rocket kind of like part of the booster now falls off, and now you go to the next part of it that keeps it going into orbit, and that's just how the evolution of this podcast has gone. But this would not be remotely possible without the efforts of Jay and Sam. I mean, Jay's the one who called me to start this podcast. And so when he was looking for a podcast partner and he said, hey, let's do this, I was like, yes. That was a long time ago, man. That was a long time ago. But I'm glad that he did, and I'm very thankful for those guys for starting this. Now, it has grown into something that I am able to rely on. This podcast is now my full-time job, which is really cool. Like, I never thought that I would be a podcaster first and everything else second, that people are going to make this show big enough where it can be that for me. So thanks to everybody who has shared. Thanks to everybody who has rated, reviewed, and all of that stuff. I want to say thanks to all of the people who hate me. There are people who will send me messages and people who will tag me on tweets and say, you know, well, you suck, or, you know, I like these guys better. You're not listenable anymore. I thank you guys for continuing to fuel me. There's a story of when I was in high school, and two stories I want to tell you. First, when I was in high school, we had these inner city kind of tournaments where there were three high schools in my city, in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Shea High School, which is where I went, Tolman, St. Ray's, which was a private school, and then Central Falls was right there, and Central Falls is like 1 square mile. So the four of those teams would have a little, you know, mini tournament before, or like around Christmas every season, right around now. And my senior year, we had the tournament, and we lost, but at the end, they do an all-tournament team. So you do one player from each team, and the winning team gets probably the MVP. So I made the all-tournament team. So they call everybody out. They have, like, little trophies. They call them out, and they say, hey, from Shea High School, John Corrales. I'll never forget that in the stands, I heard one person go, him? And I hear that voice almost every day. Almost every day. I heard that voice every time I took the court. Every time I was playing basketball in college in Greece, I heard that voice. Because every time I did something good, I wanted to say, yeah, me. Yeah, me. And that's my message to anybody that has anything negative to say about me. You don't like it? Tough. Can't understand my success? Well, I'm going to make you understand. So thank you to anybody who's had that. The other story is that after I was done in college, I remember going back after I was done in Greece and going back to Emerson. And, you know, I was talking to one of the assistant coaches, because I'd go back and I'd practice with those guys. And one of the assistant coaches was like, you know, when you left, I thought we could make up for what John did. Like, you had a good career, but, you know, it was basically 15 and 10. We can get a guy to come in and give us 15 and 10. Then he said, you know, then I realized after you were gone, all of the little things that you do or did that are hard to make up. Like the leadership, the pushing of guys, the beating you took from the head coach, which was a beating for sure. The work, the pushing people in practice, you know, always first in sprints. You were the big guy, but you're always first in sprints. You're pushing people. So realize that it wasn't as easy. You weren't as easy to replace as I thought. And so as I head into this new venture of me on my own, it's a story that has come to mind for sure. Whatever it is, and right now I don't know of any, I have some things that I'm working on, but I am at this point still only a podcaster, and my writing appears on redsarmy.com, but that doesn't really make any money, and I'll freelance, I'll pop some stuff up on some other sites probably, but my job right now is to be the podcaster. But I'm looking forward to a big 2021. The book is just getting started. The Boston Celtics all-time all-stars. The reviews on Amazon are starting to come in. At last checked, I had 6, but while I'm talking, I'm going to see if there are any more. Nope, 6 ratings. But it's a 5-star rating. But I think that this can get even bigger and better. People seem to be enjoying the book, and I hope that continues. And when I tweeted out on Wednesday that I wanted to see what people thought, like, what do you think coverage should be of the Boston Celtics? I am legitimately wondering, because here's an opportunity for me to provide potentially something new for you. And now I am 47 years old, and I have a long history of doing things a certain way. But I am a firm believer in evolve or go extinct, and I don't want to get caught up in doing things the same way if there's a new way to do things. And so for especially any of you younger listeners who might consume things differently, who might be on your phone. I'm on my phone a lot, but not like some of the younger people out there that just, you live life through your phone. When I was a teenager, we didn't have these phones. When I was in high school, the big thing was beepers. But I've grown accustomed to the phone, but some of you don't know life without one of these things. And so you see things from a different way. And some of you are just different than me. Some of you are younger, older, black, white, man, woman, however you identify, every one of you has a unique perspective. And a lot of, you know, you've heard me talk about this from a social issue on how I'm very much in the mold of everybody is equal. And I know some people don't want to think that way, and I want to rail against that. But this is also how I live my life. I'm not just saying that. I have, thankfully, a large audience with the podcast, which means I have a diverse audience with the podcast. And some of you see the game much differently than I do. So I'm legitimately asking, what am I missing? Am I missing something? Could I be doing something more? Could I be doing something differently? What about the podcast? What are you missing on this podcast? Is it fine the way it is? Or is there something more that I could be doing? You know, I could have some more guests on, and sometimes, you know, I think that maybe that would be a good answer. Maybe certain kinds of segments, maybe a certain day that I do certain things. I know the mailbag has been popular, and this all of kind of transition away from what I had been doing before has kind of shifted away from the mailbag for now, but that's just for now. But I want to hear from different people, different backgrounds, different levels of understanding the game. What do you want to hear? Is there anything that you want to hear or see that maybe it's not out there? And I'm not even looking for necessarily a specific story, or, you know, I want to hear more about Aaron Nesmith, which is fine. also fine, but I'm looking for more big picture stuff. Because in 2021, I have an opportunity to maybe do more, to be a unique voice in this Boston Celtics sphere. The Boston Celtics beat is full of amazing people. The competition is intense out there. Everybody who's writing about the Celtics and getting paid to do it is doing something good and has tremendous value. And so I certainly want to stand out, but I also want to fit. You know, I always joke, not even joke, it's, we talk about when I was in television about putting something different on TV when we were creating shows. I'm lucky to have been in on the creation of different types of local programming, local news programming. And you've always got the competition out there, the different TV stations. And I would say, look, if we're in an intersection and on three corners there are burger joints, let's not open a fourth burger joint because people have already had their habits with these other three. Let's open up a pizza place. Let's open up a taco stand. Let's do something else that makes you stand out. That's what I want to try to do. I want to stand out in a world of burger joints. And there are a lot of really good burger joints. And maybe mine's good too, but maybe there's something different that I could be doing. Or maybe it's just a different burger. Maybe I'm the guy that throws the fried egg on top, which, by the way, is an awesome topping for a burger. But that's an aside. Maybe I should do a Celtics cooking show. Maybe that's what I should do. Put my Greekness to good use. I grew up in the restaurant business anyway. So that's what this podcast is. It's just me saying thank you and basically asking for advice and feedback because I don't want to be stagnant. I don't want to sit here and just do the same thing over and over again and say, okay, have more people listen to me, because at some point that's going to get boring and old. I would just want to make sure that you are entertained, that you are informed, that you're getting what you want out of a podcast, that you're getting what you want out of coverage. However it is that you respond, or even if you don't, if you think it's fine, I'm just going to let him keep doing what he's doing. I appreciate that too. And as we head into 2021, I know a lot of you have had tough years and it's been tough for everybody. Who knows what 2021 is going to bring? You hope that it's going to be better. You hope that we can get back to normal. You can hope that some sense of civility will prevail. I'm not 100% confident that it will, but I hope it does. In the meantime, I hope for you, seriously, that 2021 gives you the health and success and the love and everything that you deserve. I really do hope the best for everybody. I want everybody to be happy, healthy, and be able to sit back and enjoy the Boston Celtics and the NBA as much as I enjoy the Boston Celtics and the NBA. It's a great thing. Basketball is a great thing. And it's one of those things that brings everybody together. And I want it to continue to be that. So I hope your 2021 becomes that. And I hope that 2020, all the bad stuff can sit in that rear view, and then we could all move forward together with a fun team that is learning how to play with each other and learning how to do things. And hopefully this year or soon can fulfill the promise that everyone has for, hopes for. So thanks for listening. If this was your first podcast, probably go back and listen to some of the other ones for a normal podcast. This is just a thank you podcast for everybody. But if you haven't listened before, subscribe, please. All of you who have, I really appreciate the 5-star ratings, the good written reviews, and all the shares. So thank you again. For me, 2020 has been a tumultuous year, but ultimately a great year. It's all positive for me. Things are going pretty well. I'm not going to complain because of you. Thank you. This has been the Locked On Celtics podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.